Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We now bring in our good friend, Stacey Dales from the NFL Network. Go to Stacey Dales at S-T-A-C-E-Y Dales on Twitter, and you get the NFL Network providing extensive on-location Super Bowl coverage. We're going to be down there in Miami. Stacey's going to be there in Miami. Everybody's going to be in Miami starting on Saturday. Stacey, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. It's good to join you guys. And yeah, we're all kind of still reflecting on that game on Sunday. And what a shocker it was. But, you know, I think what was exposed is the San Francisco 49ers, how complete they are across the board. So it's going to be a good Super Bowl.
I went back and watched it last night, kind of the all 22, and kind of broke it down. And it just seemed like coaching schematically, San Francisco did a masterful job defensively. Offensively, they said, hey, we're going to run it down your throat, try to stop us. And the Packers did numerous things. They just couldn't stop them. I mean, physically, they just got beat a lot in the trenches, and that's kind of what it came down to, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you could kind of feel it unraveling out of the gates. And, you know, anytime you watch Aaron Rodgers mishandle a snap, you know that as good as he is, you know that he's, you know, he's on the ultra-high alert of where is this pressure coming from. And I can just recall asking him before the game during the pressers the previous week, what makes this the best pass defense in football? Because they're number one across in a lot of categories. They're in the top 10, but number one pass defense. And he said, oh, you know, all those guys up front, and they play like it. I mean, first rounders meaning. So when you look at their front and you think about Armstead and Day and Buckner and Bosa, and then you think about Solomon Thomas being a backup to that front, I mean, they just come in waves, and I think it's remarkable because, you know, we go back and look at stats, and we go back and look at the research. The number one pass defense in a Super Bowl is 9-4. And so you always have that argument, Bill, if you have the greatest quarterback of all time or you have the best defense of all time, so to speak, you know, which is more important? I'm about the defense, and the last number one pass defense to get to a Super Bowl was the 2015 Broncos, and guess what? They won it.
Yeah,
it was Super Bowl 50, but all the way back, ironically, at Levi's Stadium. So I just think that this defense is going to present a ton of problems for as good as Patrick Mahomes has been. I think it's just going to be an incredible chess match between that offense and this defense.
I look for the Green Bay Packers to rebound from this. They've got some work to do in the offseason. It begins and ends in a lot of ways with Aaron Rodgers. I know he's taken some criticism. I think some of it's been a little bit unwarranted. Mm-hmm. Give me your thoughts about how Aaron, you saw him play and talked to him a lot this year. Give me your thoughts on Aaron this season.
Well, I think that he adapted to, you know, in this league, you have to be a relative chameleon. And what we saw of Aaron in the past is the same offense year after year with Mike McCarthy. And the first check down, you know, second check down. And I think you saw him be a chameleon this year. He had to figure out what Matt LaFleur wanted to do, how he could still have his imprint on the offense. And to be honest with you, I give him credit. I think he adjusted. Now, we didn't see the same numbers from Aaron Rodgers. But what you saw is, and this is where these young, new, innovative coaches are looking at strategically week to week, how does our game plan beat their game plan? So getting away from what we do every week and who we are and this consistent, this is who we're going to be, versus what Kyle Shanahan does in terms of, and Sean McVay, and you look at Matt LaFleur, we're going to adjust every week to who you are and what you do. So our game plan will be dictated and predicated upon that. And that's what we saw from the Green Bay Packers, at least try to do in the first year. Are we going to use Aaron Jones in this game? How are we going to use him? Can we use him in the pass game? Do we exploit their defense and use him in the run game consistently? You know, you see a team go without Devontae Adams four games and still be effective. That's strategic game planning, and I think Aaron Rodgers bought into that. And I'll be honest, I think, you know, you got to go out and get him some playmakers. I mean, you've got a number one guy in Devontae Adams. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you know, fell off. Geronimo Allison hasn't been consistently a prominent threat. And so, you know, for me, looking at this team and looking at the depth at receiver and having that George Kittle kind of tight end, that Zach Ertz, that, you know, Travis Kelce, how do you find something like that that becomes a toy for Aaron Rodgers to use? Because he's got the running backs. We know that. And then maybe you look at that offensive line and how you can add some depth there. So I think there's a lot of areas that you're going to see Brian Gutekunst look to address in the offseason, who did a masterful job retooling that defense, though it still could use some run support defensively.
I look at the way this pack. I mean, I know today Matt LaFleur was not committal when it came to questions about Mike Pettine. Mike Pettine's defense ended up in the top 10 when it came to scoring defenses. He was in 18th when it came to total yards. I agree. I think that there are still some of the things, the penalties they're paying for some of the draft choices that Ted Thompson made in the latter portion of his career. I don't think I would change that horse in midstream right now. I think I'd give Mike Pettine another shot and get him some additional talent. And that's kind of the same line of thinking you're giving me?
Yes, I would. But I'm not a general manager or one of their scouts or one of their coaches. I mean, Mike Pettine, I thought, did a really good job of completely changing what they do. And, you know, to have the highest pressure rate in the NFL is not easy to do, especially when you're, I would say, your depth is, you know, when you talk about the San Francisco 49ers in a game like the NFC Championship, to have the depth that they have, and every Packers player told me, what's the biggest concern? Well, their depth. Aaron Rodgers, all the first rounders, they play like it. Solomon Thomas backs up that defensive line. The Green Bay Packers, I think you take a model like this, Bill, and you say, okay, here's what we need now to win the NFC Championship. So now next year you go in thinking, okay, these are the parts that we were missing, and what model do we need to beat a San Francisco 49ers team or whatever teams arise at the top next year? And Brian Gutekunst is as good a general manager as you'll see, and I think Mike Pettine will stay. I think they need more run support. I just do. And, you know, I remember asking Kyle Shanahan on the phone via conference call from Green Bay before that game on Sunday, what are the concerns with this defense? And he gave a lot of credit to Pettine, and he talked about the guys up front. But he did say they will give up yards, and they're okay with it. Well, guess what they did? Mostert had 3 touchdowns. They ran the football all over him. Jimmy Garoppolo barely threw the ball. So when he said they will give up some yards, that's exactly what they attacked, and they won dominantly doing so. So I think for Green Bay, they're going to, you know, try to beef up that front 7.
I would agree. They need some help up front. I think their priorities, you obviously, like you had mentioned, need another weapon for Aaron Rodgers or two, and some of these young guys to come of age. Maybe you get Equanimeous St. Brown back. You obviously are going to have to figure out your linebacker position. One of the biggest areas of concern is Brian Bulaga as a free agent. They got to figure out the right tackle position because you can't leave Aaron Rodgers even more exposed. So they got some things to look at this offseason. We're talking with Stacey Dales of the NFL Network. Before I let you go, we will see you down in Miami, but give me your kind of quick preview of the storylines for this one coming up. Obviously, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes become a huge storyline in this, but give me some of your other thoughts on the matchup coming up a week from Sunday.
Well, I just think when you think about Patrick Mahomes, who's been astronomical in the playoffs so far, and ever since that poor start against Houston in the divisional round, and there's been something different about him. I think a potent offense for me against this really dynamic, best defense in football. I think that, you know, that's the biggest storyline that I'm looking at. The weaponry, when you think about Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce and a running back crew that kind of shoulders by committee, and then this defense. I have not seen a defense in person this year, Bill, as fast to the ball and as powerful to the ball as the San Francisco 49ers. I think that, you mentioned the pass defense, but it's the ability up front. And I just think that the game planning of Kyle Shanahan has been spectacular this season. You have a quarterback who hasn't thrown too many deep balls, but when he does, he's been so effective, because what they do, very simply, the Niners set up the pass with the run. And they get those. We'll see if Tevin Coleman is healthy enough with that shoulder. He dislocated it last weekend, but can they do that? How is this chess game against, Steve Spagnuolo's defense heading into this one? And And then, you know, how poignant is that Niners defense against Patrick Mahomes? It's just, it's really going to be an awesome Super Bowl. I can't wait. I mean, you and I are both going to see just red everywhere. Our eyes are going to be bleeding.
Yep. No, but you know what? We'll see it in 75-degree weather, and I'll take that any day of the week.
100%.
Okay. Stacy, have a good one. I'll see you down there, okay?
Appreciate you. Can't wait. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Stacy Dales of the NFL Network. You're going to have wall-to-wall, cover-to-cover, beginning-to-end broadcasts starting next week down there regarding the NFL Network and Super Bowl, and getting you from everywhere, from Radio Row, out and about on South Beach, from the stadiums, from Marlin Stadium. You're going to get it from, what is it, the Hard Rock Stadium now is what they call it down there, Hard Rock Stadium. So all over Miami is Super Bowl week and the NFL experience and everything. Stacy Dale is going to be there. Looking forward to it. You can follow her on Twitter at Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Dales, D-A-L-E-S, Stacy Dales, and follow her there on Twitter for a lot of her on-site broadcasts and thoughts and such. And you can follow them on location Super Bowl week for the coverage from Miami leading up to Super Bowl 54 on the NFL Network. Good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.